Is that some kind of initiation sound from your phone, Peter Lynham?
No, but just the sundry sounds of the modern household, that's all.
Oh, no.
Washing machine?
Oh, lights off. Very nice.
Yes, I tell you, this is a household that's been through crisis this weekend. We had to turn off the water mains because ours began spewing water all over the footpath.
Oh, shit.
And I ended up this morning helping the plumber in order to keep the bill down, digging a hole in the middle of my garden and ripping out the hedge. Hey! Professors aren't much good at this, I'd have to tell you.
Very nice. Well, that sounds like an eventful weekend for you.
Good bit of exercise as well.
And do you have smoke alarms at your house? Did you give them a test?
What I want to talk about is the fire at a church, but I tell you, we got our smoke alarms fixed as a result of watching the TV footage of that fire. So, did you hear about this the fire in the church in Ponsonby?
Yeah, I caught it on the socials. Something was going on.
Yeah, well, you see, I attend the church literally 100 metres down the road at Ponsonby Baptist. And so we were away at a church function for its housing trust, and the news spread like wildfire among, that's a very unfortunate turn of phrase in the circumstances. Mm. Then I was intrigued that the street was blocked off and the Ponsonby motorway exit was closed off as this church burned. It's not a significant church, not a famous church.
Mm. Oh.
It's a little wooden church, but a very pretty little wooden church, a Presbyterian church, that you see if you come up Shelley Beach Road from the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Turn,
you carry on. It's sort of before that BP, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, the BP sits between the Ponsonby Baptist Church and this church. St. Stephen's Church. And the church was built of kauri. They must have, the amount of wood that was used for these religious buildings up and down New Zealand in the 19th century must have been phenomenal, because you can see these old churches, old wooden churches, all over New Zealand, especially out in the country.
Right.
But a lot of churches that didn't then go on to a prosperous future sort of reached a stage of a grand 19th century building, as this one was, built in the 1880s, and then modified a bit in subsequent years, but effectively it sat static and its congregation declined and declined and declined, and it nearly closed 3 years ago. But it's currently up and running and quite a lot more active. Imagine that a 120, 130-year-old building is just a tinderbox waiting. The wood is so dry.
Mm.
And goodness knows how the fire started.
No, I was about to ask, because it sort of makes you think maybe a candle.
Yeah, could have been. Presbyterians don't go for candles quite to the same extent, but here we are. But what I was really struck by was the emotions involved as that church burned for the people concerned. And we had a chance of talking to some of them on Sunday, and the intensity of the emotions of a religious building burning in it reminded me very, very much of two buildings in Christchurch, and that was the Christchurch Cathedral,
mm-hmm.
where, in the earthquake, it came down, and that the church wanted to bulldoze it, but the citizens of Christchurch, the non-church-going citizens of Christchurch, demanded that it be restored. And so taxpayers and church are saddled with this mammoth project that's going to cost 100 and I think the current figure is $130 million to repair.
Right.
Now, Peter, what will happen with this particular church? Did it completely burn to the ground?
Is there a hope? Despite what's said. In fact, it's hard to know what it's like inside. Mm. But it burnt across the top of, as old buildings do with a church-type roof, it went up towards the centre. And so I think they're probably going to have to knock the roof off, and the roof has caved in. And I think, in fact, the fireman punched a hole through the roof. And so the organ will be wrecked, that's for sure.
Oh.
Not the organ.
Is it the work of Satan? That's what everybody wants to know. Was this directly Satan's little finger just going...
No, but it could be that the church was trying to move on beyond the organ. It could be that, you know.
Conspiracy, I love it, yes.
The modern church uses guitars. and I think that church did a blend of both. But... I think they can probably pull off the roof. The walls appear okay. The windows blew up because of the pressure that builds up inside a building.
Mm.
And I think probably some of them were punctured, holes were punctured through them
by
the firefighters.
Did it happen overnight? Or when was it during the day?
Yeah, so it started at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, that's a bit random.
Yeah, and it was still cordoned off at 10 o'clock on the Saturday night when I tried to go past.
They must be suspecting foul play here. That's a bit like... What?
They may be suspecting foul play, but on the other hand, you know, old buildings, it's a bit like my pipes of my water, you know, my water.
Yeah.
Old buildings, bits wear out and badly produced electrical, and, you know, something could have easily gone wrong.
Right, you think, true.
So we don't know. But the thing
foul
is...
Foul play is a little bit more exciting, though. I think we go with foul play.
Yes, I know it's
point.
More... But the thing is, actually, most of these old churches are completely impractical for what modern churches are like. You know, that old church...
Oh, Tarmaki wouldn't go near it, mate. Not enough room for him. His fucking head wouldn't fit through the door.
That church has no toilet.
Oh,
you
really?
You have to go out of the building into the hall and into a little modern building they built alongside.
Somebody was just like, nobody's shitting in my church, kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good angle, actually.
Church services in those days, people controlled their bladder much more in the 19th century.
There was less water to go around.
There was just less... I'm quoting myself
there
now.
Were hedges.
There was less rights of the people here.
Possibly, or there were more hedges.
A few more concrete pills going around, you know what I mean?
Yes, so the toilets were added on.
Right.
And people went out of the church into the church hall, which is a great big church hall alongside. There's many churches like this. And so, I mean, the modern church inevitably has toilets in the building and has areas for coffee and for mixing.
The modern church is a bit more like a casino, eh? They want to keep you in there, keep you praying.
That's right. Well, not just keep you praying, but keep you entertained, you know, and keep you interacting with people.
Yeah.
So in the 19th century church building, and I mean, that's true of those cathedrals, the cathedral in Christchurch as well, that all of the facilities, the amenities, are late 20th century additions.
This is what I think. I think if half the building's burnt, whatever, let's just say half the building's burnt, they should just like bionically build the rest of the church modern and then just leave like a charred line. And then everyone can be like, oh, yeah, that's from the fire of 2020, you know? Like, leave the history in there. It's all part of the story, you know?
And so there you raise another interesting example of what to do when a church goes down. And this was Coventry Cathedral. Coventry Cathedral was destroyed by Luftwaffe bombing in World War II. And when they decided to rebuild, they decided to leave the ruins as a garden and then build the new cathedral askew of the old building at right angles to the old building, so you could walk through the old building but have a modern cathedral. And so that said, we've got to leave the footprints behind. The plan for Christchurch Cathedral in New Zealand that did not get the pro vote was to leave bits of the old building and then to build over it a modern one. Now, that did not go down well. People wanted
nostalgia.
The restored old building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But long term, I think it is a mistake because no building is fixed. Mm. You know, every building's always being adapted.
Think of a building you can build for a couple of $1 million as well. What about that?
Well, precisely, yeah.
So we just got a text in here, and it's so crazy that it might be true. Somebody's saying that's where the term piss off came from.
Maybe.
It could be, man. Hey, like, outside toilets, piss off.
Yes, yes. Well, it's really striking. If you look at churches, you will see there's some classic examples around where toilets and foyers are additions.
Right.
In the old days, all they had was an umbrella rack.
Yep.
That was all the churches had in the foyer.
Just some steps going up to the main doors, pretty much.
Precisely.
Yeah, now,
yeah.
Peter,
yep.
Do you know if this particular church had insurance to fix the damage?
Well, I don't know for sure, but it's a Presbyterian church, and Presbyterians, with their Scottish heritage, are good with money. And so they founded numbers of insurance companies in New Zealand, so I'm suspecting it's very well insured.
Do we know if anybody playing any Swedish black metal was in the area? Or maybe there was a gig on that night and they had to burn a church?
I think not, but I tell you what. On this, I drove past that church at 2:30 in the afternoon, so an hour before, and it wasn't me who set it fire, by the way.
on the record, carry on.
And on the side of the church, somebody had spray painted on the side of the sort of steps to the church, and you will like this, God is fun.
Fun?
Fun.
Yeah, I guess God is fun. It's kind of a fun concept.
It was an intriguing, provocative tag.
Yeah.
And it, so there you are. Possibly somebody was having some fun. I don't know.
Well, we'll see how it pans out. I know there's a few beautiful wooden churches there. There's that one up Simon Street and Khyber. That thing's huge.
That church is
massive, that one. And there's actually a really nice little wooden one out where I'm staying out in Awhiti Peninsula out in Waiuku. Tiny little one.
Oh. There are the most beautiful churches all around that area.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're largely untouched.
Yeah.
Whereas you're talking of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is now the Māori Church.
Yeah, it's protected now, I think.
It is protected. It's a Grade 1 building. It is one of the most superb buildings inside.
It's cute as hell. But I tell you what, I actually noticed the other day it's got a slight lean on it, like just the smallest little lean.
Yes,
and I'm a little bit like, ooh, shit.
Well, directly over the road is St. David's Presbyterian Church, which was built as a soldier's memorial and was built of brick, and it is an earthquake nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it was a huge church with a vast congregation, whereas Holy Sepulchre, because of wood actually survives most things except fires superbly well.
And the big bad wolf as well. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Peter, it's always a pleasure, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Getting to Christmas.
That's right.
Christmas themes coming up. All right. Very good.
Thank you, mate. Yeah.